Blog Talk Radio.
I wanna be like Daniel. Yeah. I wanna be like Paul. Hey.
I just wanna serve you.
When I'm serving, that means I'm giving you the best I can.
I just wanna serve you.
I wanna serve you, Lord.
Forever, I'ma need your help.
I done came a long way. I done did a lot of dirt. You can say I'm a survivor. I am here to give you church. I'm just trying to fill its purpose. I'm just trying to make it work. I'm just happy to be forgiven and forgive those who I've hurt. Lord, only you know what I go through when I'm all by myself. I can't do this by myself. No, forever I'ma need your help. Forever I'ma be of service. Tell my story just to let you know I worship you. Before when it went on this earth, I'm committed to you first.
Let's go.
We are the body of Christ. He is the one sacrifice. He is the one who can lead you to freedom. Will never mislead you the way into life. Yeah. Fresh out the book of Revelation. I have the soul of a nation. I am my own motivation. Dynasty Gold is my baby. We sitting with Jesus. Finna eat with the believers. Finna reap what we've been sowing for seasons. It is our time and he is the reason. Give us a sign. Father, we need you. Your love is everything I wanted. You tell me do it and I'm on it. I promise you will get the glory.
I just wanna serve you.
Father, I love you.
I just wanna serve you.
I need you.
I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
I am a living testimony, walking miracles, pinnacle, spiritual, from the village, I can feel it, can you feel it? This is part of my healing. It's time that we build a bigger building. It's time that we be there for our children. It's time that we teach them how to love and show them how to feel it. See, all of my life, I've been running from myself. Now that I found Christ, I'm so glad I found Christ. He was with me when I fell, with me in the cell, with me when everybody was in hell. He is the one who brought me back to life. He is the reason for my sacrifice. I am a prophet speaking prophecy. Men on a mission, ain't no stopping me. Was given the vision to behold and possibly change all our consciously. If you really love him, follow me. Cause greater he is who's inside of me. And greater you are if you let him lead you to your freedom. You can be reborn.
Man, you know what I'm saying? I'm just thankful. God save me. You know what I'm saying? I helped you on drugs and wilding out. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't do it without him. You know what I'm saying? So I gave my life to him. So now I'm committed to serving his people. Man, praise God.
I just wanna serve you. I just wanna be a better person, be a better man, be there for my daughter, be a family man.
You know what I go through when I am alone.
Father, I need you, can't do this alone.
Well, good evening, family. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. Yes, this is Man Up the Movement. Tonight is Hot Topics. Yes, the foundation has been set. We are calling all men to join the discussion and keep it real. In case this is your first time joining us tonight, Man Up simply means now is my time to fight. Number one, that I'm taking personal responsibility for my own life. Number two, no longer relying on my personal abilities, but on God's complete guidance. Number three, my steps are ordered by the Lord. And number four, I am walking in purpose with God. And number five, I'm holding myself accountable, dedicated, and committed to a life of constant change and growth. Our credo is, I am no longer operating with the double mind. I am operating with the Christ characteristics that dwell in me. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I am called according to my purpose, and I am the God in me through Christ Jesus. Come on, let's man up tonight together. Amen, amen, amen. We are excited for tonight's talk, time to just kind of reconnect with one another. I've invited a couple of people to come by. If you are invited to come and share your event or what's going on in your outreach or your ministry, please dial 1. We will get to you in a minute. Tonight is real simple. It's about health, it's about wealth, and it's about doing well. My brothers, I just have to say to you that for myself, I repent because I have been lackadaisical in my physical. I have to repent that even though I've kept the weight down and I've been somewhat healthy looking, that I haven't been consistent. And so I had to get a check and say that. Remember, Sunday's message was check yourself before you wreck yourself. I'm really excited in the summer months because, you know, I get opportunity to spend time with two of my favorite people. But this year, one of my favorite people, my grandson, Zion, and he is really, really motivating me to become a better person. So I just want to celebrate him tonight for coming in town and pushing the elder one to another level of excellence. We are going to take a 2-minute break. I want to give those opportunity that have opportunity to come in to listen to our theme song. At that point, dial one, and then we'll get in straight to discussion that God has for us tonight.
Man, no! Man, no! Somebody tell a man, no!
Now, if you guys are not aware, second Tuesday and the second Thursday is dedicated to hot topics. Now, somebody out there may be saying, well, what do you mean hot topics? Well, normally what we do is us men come together and ask questions of our women guests that we really want the answers to because we want to know how to become more better as men and more stronger as husbands and fathers and grandfathers and everything else. The first Tuesday is dedicated for, as I said, us men to come together and ask the right questions that our female covenant partners will be willing to share the honesty from not one, not two, not three. And I think we formatted this thing where it was only coming from the panel. God has erased the panel and said, go forward with what you have. So what's going to happen from going forward is Tuesday, second Tuesday of every month, Hot Topics on Man Up is going to still drive questions to women. Now, we don't have a co-hostess yet for Women Speak Now Hot Topics. Dr. Julie was blessed to grace us for several months, and then she has her own ministries and things that we already knew she was dealing with, but is no longer here, and we are in prayer for a woman co-hostess to come with me and pull the women on Thursdays to get the right questions to ask us. So it's not just a one-way trip. It is a two-way where we're really trying to get communication out there. We're really trying to get relationship out there, and we're really trying to learn how to unify together without physical relationship. Let me say that again. We're really trying to learn how to unify without physical relationship. Now, that doesn't mean that couldn't end up or you won't find your good thing, my brother. And you know the Bible says that when a man finds a good thing, when he finds a wife, he finds a good thing. So we know that is in the Word of God. It's intended for us to be on the lookout, but not in every situation that we go. And that's what God really wanted me to push for us today, is that we're asking questions not to learn a particular woman's ways, but learn multiple ways that women answer these questions, that we can now really analyze and come back with true applications for our lives. And vice versa, on the other side, we are expecting the same from our covenant female partners out there. And I believe without a co-hostess, we're still going to go forward. And this Thursday, we will be opening up the lines for live questions. Maybe the taking them in and get it. Listen, we're going to open up on Thursdays, my brothers. I need y'all here with me. So on this Thursday, we're going to open up the line for live questions. So it's not going to be a lot of we can really look at it and think about it, because, you know, I ask for them at least by the morning of the broadcast. But we're going to go live questions on this Thursday. And I need you to come on back and that your answers could be valued as well. Praise God. So I'm believing that Hot Topics is going to continue to thrive, is going to continue to live. But I want us to really push in. That we are here for both sides to ask questions, the common and the not common, the comfortable and the uncomfortable. We know the women are going to always leapfrog us in submitting questions, and that's where I call each and every one of us in this season for Hot Topics. So please think of what you would like to know. Think of what you've been wondering. Think about a question you wanted to ask but never knew you could ask, because you didn't want the recourse that would come from that. And if we don't ask questions, we don't get answers. And if we don't get answers, we don't get results. So if this is our goal here, to discover the whys and the whys nots and heal relationships. We need to know the where, the who, the what, how to heal. So join this discussion. Join this movement on second Thursday, for Hot Topics, Man Up on Tuesday, and Women Speak Now on Thursday. And we want to drive you guys to be ready for that next month. So the relaunch for Hot Topics is going to be July, second Tuesday in July, even though we are going to carry forward on this Thursday so we can give the same announcements to our women who don't listen to this broadcast, but that we can communicate to those and give them something to push forward. Amen. Let the church say amen. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord tonight. You be worthy. Amen. Amen. So we're going to push forward along. I'm not preaching tonight. I'm not even really getting into a subject other than us being ready for Hot Topics. Now, if you're on this line and you got a question you want to ask now and you want it to be put in record, go ahead. You can dial one now and we will get you in the conversation. Area code 562, last 47584. You are live on Hot Topics with Pastor E.
Hey, this is Mike Rockbox.
We know.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Hello, Saints.
Hey, what's up, Rock? Get out.
Yeah, right now, yeah.
Baby, you know, just
getting back in. I finished grocery shopping and stuff, but yeah, I'm listening to the broadcast, and I do have a question.
Let me get my notepad out. Hold on. Let me get my notepad out. Amen. 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 Bless the Lord today. All right, my brother.
Okay. Why? You know, you have some of us men. You know, we out here. We trying to revive our spirits, being a man of God, and everything. And but when it comes to women, sometimes they go for other folks and they kind of do us kind of bad.
Oh, you why does a nice guy get? So your question is, why does after you've been the thug, but when you change your life, you don't get the same respect as a thug?
Exactly. There you go. Yeah, you just summed it all up for me. There you go.
Because when you, it seems like sometimes, and ladies, listen. Sometimes it seems like women go after the hardcore, the roughneck, the aggressive guy faster than they will the timid, the man of God who's willing to submit, not to woman or man, but to submit to God's authority. That question is out there for you guys. If you want to answer tonight, hey, the lines are open, ladies, dial one. But why do women always go for the mean guy or the hard guy? Let's not call him mean, because he can still be a man of God but be hard. Why do now I know what Mike's saying for me is I can't be as hard as I used to be as a man of God. It doesn't work together, but some guys can make it happen if it's cool. But why do women go after the roughneck, the hard guy, the thug? Any answers out there? Dial one. Any answers out there? Dial one. If not, we're going to hold that question until we'll bring it. We'll revisit it on Thursday, but we will definitely talk about that next month on the second Tuesday. Why do women go for the bad guy instead of the good guy?
Amen. Yeah,
wait,
right.
Pastor Terry went off. Wait, Pastor Terry, dial one. Come on in, Pastor Terry.
Praise be to God. You know, I'm going to come in on this with my beautiful family because, Minister Michael, that's deep. Why do women still? Because you know what? You guys said the word there, submission. Once you men have submitted to God, then those women that still going after the bad boys, those out there, the roughnecks, they haven't fully submitted to God. Because when they're fully submitted to God, they can see through it. When they're fully submitted to God, he said, don't look back. He said, behold, all things have become new. So why are we still looking at something that we used to look at? Especially in this age when we were teenagers and 30s and 40s. You know, why are we still looking at that? You know, so that's something that Minister Michael, Pastor E, and all the listeners, women, we have to ask ourselves. Are we truly new? Because if we're new, we ain't going to be looking at that old stuff that used to get us excited. And that old stuff that's pushing on us. We're not going to allow the old stuff to push up on us. Because we are new. God has given us new eyes, new vision, new dreams, and new ideals. So, Minister Michael, that might not be the one.
What I picked up in that was, that when we become new, we got to change our where we look at. So
you
if we still
you
looking
put
at the
new
street,
wine and old wine.
Yeah, we got new, but we still trying to bring somebody over with us. We might want to look for a new stable. Or
that's
new,
true.
A new.
Yeah,
new,
well, sometimes you have to change your surroundings too.
Sometimes, you know, Minister Michael Pastry, that person has to be willing, come over, willing to first, they want to submit to God for their own relationship first. So and then he tells us in his word, we can't be evenly yoked. He said, been evenly yoked in his word. We have to, you know, you have to, that person, we all have to want a relationship. We have to want that relationship with Christ first before anything.
Right.
We can't even have a relationship with each other if we don't have one with him. So I'm a back out family. God bless you all.
Thank
love you.
You
all.
We're gonna talk about this. No. I'm glad you did because we're gonna talk about this on Thursday also. Because
Amen.
It goes both ways.
Yes, it does.
It's just not, you know, men, they can't get catch a regular or same weight. Guys would be the same way.
Women,
yeah. When they get saved, they can't get that thug dude no more because they can't go sleep overnight. they can't, you know, you're not getting a booty call. I don't think we got no children on the line tonight, so they're not getting a booty call. So they don't call that number anymore. You know what I'm saying? So,
but you know what, Pastor, it just takes him being honesty. You've been honest with God because he sees all. We may be able to fool some people, but God knows us and he searches us from the inside out. So we can't lie to God. You know, he knows.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Amen. I'm going to back off
until
Thursday.
And
amen.
like we said Sunday, and this is true, only God can judge. Only God can judge.
Yeah.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, my sister.
Amen.
Good question. Good question, Minister Michael Rockbox. we got another caller that dialed one, area code 310, last 4-3-2-1-3. Come on in. You are on Hot Topic with Pastor E.
Man up, man up, man up.
Man up. That sounds like my boy Clarence.
Baby.
Yes, sir. I'm still up here in the treasure state of Montana. I'll be back to California next week.
All right.
Great subject. Great question, Rockbox. And Minister Terry gave nothing but perfect answers to the question, you know. And I was looking at many of the reasons. There are many reasons. But first, we have to look at the desire of the flesh and the way of the world, you know. When we're not living in that spiritual realm of God and being obedient unto his word, we're out there doing what we want to do, you know. I kind of look at it like, you know, when they told us Christopher Columbus discovered America, well, you can't discover nothing that was already here and people was already here. But when we're young, we want to discover so many things. And when a young lady and even a young man see a woman out there doing things and it looks like it's appealing, it looks like it's fun, and we're living that fleshly life, and that flesh is the head of the host of that body. It has the lust for that. It has the desire for that. And that's what it is, you know. It's the desires of the flesh. The bright lights, the big city, that music, the attraction, the money, the popularity, the fame that comes with it for some people. But, you know, for many people who go down this road, and we all may have experienced that, there is a fall, there is humility, there is disappointment, there are letdowns, you know. So, you know, like Pastor E was saying, that overnight call you get, you know, you might desire that again, but that person may have moved on to the next one. And so when you got played, that's the way the game goes. So, you know, when a woman sees a man on that Harley Davidson in that low rider, in that hot, expensive car, jewelry on, stuff all like the mouth, flashy and shiny, and it looks like he's having fun and living a good life, he's going to be a magnet to a lot of women and even some men nowadays because of the way of the world. So, you know, this is just another hot-button topic.
Right.
And it goes back to, like Minister Terry was saying, you know, when we finally sit down and listen to God, become obedient, and our life is changed, we get educated from God. We get educated spiritually. We get educated mentally so we can handle that physical part of the aspect of our being.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. That's real, my brother. Man, well, you know, we're praying for you out there, man. You're enjoying family and the celebration of your family and graduations and things like that, man. Just know you missed out here, my brother.
Yes, and one thing I like to say, You know, I had caught COVID 10 days ago. I never had COVID, but I got it when I was out here. I take my, I don't take the vaccine, but I keep my immune system up. I take the necessary vitamins and eat well as I can to keep my immune system up. But for some form of fashion, I had got COVID and, you know, I had the pain deep down in my bones. I had a difficult time breathing for a few days, a lot of mucus and coughing. But, you know, I'm about 90, 95% back now. I did have to go to the hospital and get a medication to help get through those three or four first hard days. But I thank God that we do have doctors. I thank God for his healing, his love, his forgiveness, his mercy, his grace, his blessings, and his everything.
Amen. Amen. Bless you, my brother. I didn't know that, but we still pray for you every day anyway. So God bless you, man. We'll see you when you get home.
Man up.
Amen, everybody. Man up. Yes, 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 yes. Well, God bless you guys tonight. I want to get you guys ready for Thursday night. We're not going to push and drive because I said we really didn't have a subject tonight. But we do have a question for the ladies on Thursday is why can't we, when we change, why do we not be taken as serious as we were when we were in the streets? I think that's going to sum it up. And we also learned earlier to tell another brother, maybe you're looking in the wrong place. Amen? Come on, somebody. Tell Jesus that you love him tonight. Know that you are loved, honored, and appreciated. Come on, man up. Join us on Friday. I mean, it's Friday. Join us on Thursday. Excuse me. Join us on Thursday for Women Speak Now Hot Topics, hosted by myself, until we are joined with a new co-hostess for that. But in the meantime, we bless you.
Yeah, yeah. Man up. Hey, somebody tell me, man up. Somebody tell me, man up. You got it, man up. Somebody tell me, man up. Hey, somebody tell me, man up. Somebody tell me, man up. Hey, I thought you told me, man up. Get a taste. Ooh, Jesus.